American retirees have been moving to Mexico for decades. They still are, despite all the bad news from Mexico lately. Many are drawn by simple economics. Retirement dollars just go further in Mexico than they do in the United States. But retiring to Mexico has its challenges, as reporter Shannon Young found out in Oaxaca.
An estimated 1 million retired Americans live in Mexico, with many of them concentrated in and around Guadalajara and coastal resort towns. Expats wanting to avoid U.S.-style developments opt to move to areas less populated by their compatriots. Mary Stecker of Chicago sums up what drew her and her husband Bill to Oaxaca.
The people, the culture, all the things that are involved there, it's really the epicenter of Mexican handicrafts. And the food in Oaxaca is fabulous, and the climate you cannot beat.
Bill Stecker recalls what happened when he and Mary announced their decision to move south.
The reaction on many of her family is, where is it you're going, and why, and how are you going to get health care?
Dr. Alberto Zamacona, a general practitioner many expats turn to, says most medical procedures are available in Oaxaca, but some specialized tests can require travel to a large Mexican city or the U.S.
It depends on the patient. You know, can he afford to go back to the States? Does he have Medicare? Does he have secondary insurance? Or if he doesn't. But usually these type of very sophisticated tests are not that necessary in the majority of patients.
Many expats live on Social Security. They can buy cheap insurance through Mexico's public health care system and pay out of pocket for visits to affordable private doctors. Again, Dr. Zamacona.
Many of the retirees here are not affluent. Many of them are they can make ends meet a little bit better in Oaxaca than they could in the States, so they have a better quality of life here.
The Mexican Association of Retirement Communities estimates that as many as 5 million retired Americans could be living in Mexico 10 years from now. How this so-called gray tsunami will change relations with the local population remains to be seen. Canadian Alvin Starkman says language and adherence to cultural norms are crucial to acceptance.
Expats can get by without Spanish and hanging around with other expats. But if you want to become integrated into the broader Oaxacan community, the broader Oaxacan community will accept you. It's just a matter of trying to speak the language and being receptive to going to quince años, going to weddings, going to different fiestas.
Although well established, the expat population in Oaxaca City is small in comparison to towns that have become recognized enclaves for foreign retirees. This could explain why sentiments against foreigners are not evident on the surface in Oaxaca. But Terry Gunderson explains a subtle way newcomers can be made to feel unwelcome.
Every once in a while, I get a little frustrated that people will give you what we call the gringo price. And I've lived here now long enough that I always ask the price, and then I'll ask the price of the place next door, and I'm a little clearer. And that makes me angry that I get charged a gringo price. And I don't mind a little gringo price, but I do mind when they've doubled it.
When surveying expats about the unexpected challenges of living in Mexico, bureaucracy always topped the list. The multiple steps and forms required to do everything from registering for a language class to renewing a visa can seem burdensome for those accustomed to the convenience of U.S. consumer culture. For The World, I'm Shannon Young in Oaxaca City.